T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But coming up right now, we welcome in the ranking senator on the House Senate, I should say, Insurance and Real Estate Committee, Senator Kevin Kelly, who represents the Fighting 21st, Monroe, Seymour, Shelton, and Stratford. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Ray. Doing well.
Is your arm still in a sling? I saw a picture of you with your arm in a sling. Was that?
No, I'm finally out of the sling, out of the cast.
Was that you and Fasano got into a heated debate, or?
No, it's not.
I didn't think so. So, the other day in an interview with Emily Munson of Hearst, Connecticut Media, comments were made about the GOP stance on the public opinion. Can you just straighten out your thoughts on that and what the party's thoughts are?
Yes, certainly. The fact is that last election, when we all went out and talked to families across Connecticut knocking on doors, it became abundantly clear that one of the foremost and top-of-mind issues was health care.
Sure.
And that families in Connecticut wanted some relief from what they were experiencing through the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, and that was skyrocketing premiums.
And deductibles. Don't stop the deductibles.
Right, yep.
The cost to the family budget has gone off the hook. So what we proposed at the beginning of the legislative session was what's called a reinsurance program and a 1332 waiver under the Affordable Care Act that would leverage federal dollars and bring them back to Connecticut to lower premium. In fact, Access Health, the Connecticut's exchange, actually commissioned a study that said that indeed that program would do it, from anywhere from 5 to 20% reduction in premium.
Wow.
And the way to make sure you leveraged federal dollars was to utilize money from the state budget. Now, the Democrats, and where we distinguished ourselves on this, was that the Democrats wanted to put a tax on premiums to fund this, which would actually increase the cost. And the only way you leverage the dollars from Washington is by lowering premiums.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we set it up the way that we did.
Kevin, let me ask you this, because I remember back in those golden days, 2008, 2009, when they were fooling around with the ACA, got passed. But there was a hue and cry amongst people, particularly in the Democratic Party, who wanted basically a public option, okay? And there were people who said, I won't vote for it unless there is. Well, as it turns out, they managed to get together enough votes to get it through. What exactly, how does a public option work?
Well, a public option is actually not insurance. It won't be regulated by the Connecticut Insurance Department, and it's just a standalone government program. It utilizes the state of Connecticut, and what the comptroller will talk about is the state employee platform.
Right.
The state designs it, but it's a program where you pay a fee, and the state will pay your medical bills. Now, that works as long as the fees that are required or generated exceed the amount of cost that the state pays.
Yeah, well.
However, the partnership plan that the comptroller is currently administering does not do that, and that's the current experience with private nonprofits when they opened up the state employee plan to that. So the concern would be that this new government program would run in the red, and then the Connecticut taxpayer is left holding the bag.
Well, welcome aboard.
How it seems that there's a lack of communication from one side of the aisle to the other on this. Do you have any explanation for that?
I don't really have an explanation. I know when they came out with the Connecticut option, that's the photo you saw with myself and Len Fasano.
Cast.
We weren't included in the discussion,
and
the Democrats cooked that themselves. They came forward with it while, at the same time, we were bargaining in good faith on a whole host of other fronts with health care issues in Connecticut. We weren't allowed in on this. And this is one that's so important to Connecticut families. And put it in real terms,
I mean,
to lower premiums 5% under the reinsurance program is $19 million. Sounds like a lot of money. But in a $20 billion budget, if it were $1, what we would be looking for is one-tenth of one penny. That's virtually a rounding error.
Yeah.
And what's astounding is that this majority and this governor did not make health care a priority.
Right.
That should have been one of the first cards that's played. When you're only looking for $19 million, that should have been the first program that was looked at, the first issue that was resolved. Instead, it's become the last issue. And they turn around and say, well, we have no money for it. How could you have no money for something as important as health care is to Connecticut families?
You mentioned Kevin Limbo, and this is one of his pets. I know there's been a move afoot for maybe 10 years, kind of behind the scenes, to get essentially set up a single-payer system here in Connecticut.
Right. And I mean, this, and here's one of the issues with the single-payer system is when you have a government-run health care program like Medicaid or VA, anybody that's in those systems doesn't come away saying that's the gold standard. You know, that's like the Amazon treatment. They all come back and say, well, we didn't get what we thought we deserved.
Right.
The government doesn't pay for the best type of health care. You get the health care that's the cheapest.
Yeah.
And look at the way the DMV is run.
I know.
So the public option is not the end-all and be-all.
No.
It's a concept. It's, once again, not regulated by the Connecticut Insurance Department to make sure that it's actuarially sound. And so it's another government program, plain and simple. I think the better way to go about this is what we were looking at and what the exchange agrees with, is to look at taking the current structure, plugging in the state reinsurance program, leveraging federal dollars, and reducing premium.
On the
other hand, you got to look at cost drivers, which is then looking at prescriptions and medical costs and start to get a handle on those areas.
All right. Senator, thanks for the time. We always appreciate it. Stay in touch with us so we can talk more with you. Senator Kevin Kelly from the 21st District. Thanks, Kevin.
Glad you're out of the cast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.